Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Is your marriage so-so? I'm just existing, I'm holding on. We have some tough times, but you know, there's nothing exciting about it. There's nothing creative about it. There's not a lot of fun. I'm just sort of existing. I'm hanging on until. Is your marriage so-so? If it is, wouldn't it be fabulous if you got the point that you would go and say, or I would go and say, I want some wisdom.
The truth is, you can't change your spouse, but God can help you change yourself. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young concludes his message, Resolving Conflict, and shares how practicing humility can mend disagreements and take your marriage to new heights. That's coming up in just a moment on The Winning Walk. Young's message is coming up in just a moment, but first, we have a powerful resource to share with you this month. God cares about your marriage. He wants it to be nothing short of incredible, but it takes work, a work that can begin with Dr. Ed Young's book, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. Based on Dr. Young's decades of experience counseling married couples, this practical resource shows you how to build a marriage strong enough to survive any struggle. And we're excited to send it to you as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and listeners all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy of the 10 Commandments of Marriage when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now here's Dr. Young with today's message, Resolving Conflict, Part 2.
Cut off everything else. Face one another. Get a clock that ticks, hopefully, where you can hear it. And each one of you have a Bible in your hand. Okay? You're going to spend 30 minutes there, face to face, for 6 days. That's all. Divide that 30 minutes into 6 segments. The first 5 minutes, the husband and the wife thinks about what it's going to be like without that person. Now, some of you say, boy, it's going to be great. But think about relationships you've had with other couples that will be severed. You can bet on that. Think about all the ramifications of that person being totally, completely out of your life, which they will never will be, by the way, even though you're divorced. But just think about that, okay? Think about the future totally without that person. 5 minutes. Nobody says a word. You're just facing each other. The second 5 minutes, you look inside your life and see, have I brought anything to this conflict that we've reached this point of extremity? Ask the question, this is the scariest question anybody can ask. What is it like being married to me? Stay there for a while, ladies and gentlemen. Let the Holy Spirit meander around in your life for a while, and you'll begin to get some things that will maybe be shocking, realizations you never thought about. What's it like? Look inside. Second 5 minutes. Third 5 minutes, think about the children. And usually in divorce, you say, well, the children would be better off when, you know, they're not so much fighting. That may be true once in a while, but most of the time that is not true. Think about those children. The pain, the situation, for the rest of their life. So first of all, you look ahead without that person. You look within. You look at the children. Then the last 15 minutes, you begin to get active in this thing. First of all, you look down And let one of you, remember you're going to do this for 6 days, read out loud 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7. Love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, fears most things, bears most things, no, bears all things, believes some things, no, believes all things, hopes, oh, most of the things, no, hopes all things, endures, well, all, the, no, endures all things. So you'll read that alternating for those 6 days aloud. And then you look at the past. And then very succinctly, let the husband say some moments they had together that was moments of great intimacy. Maybe walking on the beach. Maybe when a child was born. Maybe, I don't know, just let one of them share those intimate moments of great memories. And let the other one share intimate moments of great memories. Just 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And then we've looked in every direction but up. And the last 5 minute segment, look up. And just pray to God. You say, well, I don't pray out loud. I know you guys. Just pray, God, here I am, da-da, and just open your heart and your life. Pray to God and let the wife pray to God. 30 minutes, 6 days, divide up in 6 5-minute sections. And it's a matter of how you look. Look ahead, look within, look at the children, look down at the Word of God. You look back on great moments, and then you look up in prayer together. Now, if after 6 days there is still a divide that you cannot get across, seek godly, biblical counseling. Do not go to a psychiatrist or a psychologist who is not a genuine, born-again, biblical person. If you do, it'd be like that guy who came to me and says, you know, I'm taking my daughter to a psychiatrist. Said, I've taken her so many, many years. When will she get well? I said, well, until your insurance runs out or you run out of money. That's the only time she'll ever get well with a secular psychiatrist. You book that. Now, SOS marriages need radical solutions. Start with the counseling I gave. Move to biblical counseling after that. Now, but there's another kind of marriage here. There's a so-so marriage, you know. How's your marriage? Well, so-so, by the way, is a town in Mississippi, my home state. Name of a town. And it got that name because when they were moving and building roads to the west, they would send people ahead and find a place for us to camp. We want fresh water, we want trees, we want shelter. And they'd try to find that place, and they'd go back and report and say, as we're moving on, building these roads, have you found that place? And they said, well, we found a place that has some fresh water, but not enough. It has some woods there, but not enough. Has some shelter, and it didn't meet all the qualifications, but they said, is it the place we can camp? And they said, well, it's so-so. It's mediocre. It's not the optimum place. It may not be the best place. It is so-so. Is your marriage so-so? I'm just existing. I'm holding on. We have some tough times, but, you know, there's nothing exciting about it. There's nothing creative about it. There's not a lot of fun. I'm just sort of existing. I'm hanging on until. Is your marriage so-so? If it is, wouldn't it be fabulous if you got the point that you would go and say, or I would go and say, I want some wisdom.
Your You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. Before we dive back into today's teaching, we want to help you follow God's blueprint for making your marriage more loving and exciting than you could ever imagine. Dr. Ed Young's book, The Ten Commandments of Marriage, shows you how to build your relationship on the foundation of God's truth so you and your spouse can experience everything He wants for your marriage. We'll send to you The Ten Commandments of Marriage as our way to thank you for your support today to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today and give and request your copy of The Ten Commandments of Marriage. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
Read the book of Proverbs. Solomon was given divine wisdom, and he has, guess what, written it down for us. And it's not tough to understand.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. And you can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with more of today's message, Resolving Conflict.
Solomon was given divine wisdom, and he has, guess what, written it down for us. And it's not tough to understand. Let me give you a little wisdom from Proverbs if your marriage is so-so. Look at it. Watch the path of your feet and all your ways will be established, Proverbs 4:26. See, in other words, you got to first of all decide, where am I? You know, get location. Understand yourself. You can't change your mate. You've tried that a long time. It doesn't work, does it? But you can see where you are. That's where you start. Look at the next thing you find in Proverbs. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a citadel. When you have animosity between you and your mate or a member of your family particularly, how hard it is to reestablish that. It's like trying to get into a city that's fortified with high walls. It is so, so difficult. We have to understand that. Look at the next word from Proverbs. It's very, very clear for us. He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind, and the foolish will be the servant to the wise-hearted. He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind. Listen, who should you spend more time with, more patience with? Who should you love more, give more leeway? Who should you encourage more? Who should you be a fan of? Who should you cheer for? Who should you try to build everything in that life more than any other person on the planet? And some people give all of this to others, but never to the husband or to the wife. What we've done, ladies and gentlemen, in marriage, we have cultivated the tree of marriage and we fertilize it. It is grown and the tree begins to be fruitful. Then in a rash moment, we take an axe and cut down our own tree. And this proverb says, we will inherit the wind. What does that mean? Well, it means somebody has died and they've left a last will and testament, and the executor is reading it, and you are there, and I am there, and we're so excited to see what we're going to get. And so the executor says to Homer Edwin Young, I bequest wind. Wind? Is that all I got? Wind. What is wind? Nothing. We have taken our own homes and sabotaged them, and we've inherited wind. And said, that's people that are stupid, not people that are wise. Cut down your own tree, inheriting wind. See, Proverbs begins to apply right to where you are and right to where I am. Look at the next one that we have here. Very important. The one who guards his mouth, Proverbs 13:3. The one who guards his mouth preserves his life. The one who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. Do you guard your mouth? Man, somebody said, I don't know what I'm thinking until I say it. Boy, that's great, isn't it? You have to guard your mouth. Words are important. How many times I've spoken something, I said, boy, I wish I could catch those words and bring them back inside. We have to guard our mouths. And that is so important. We don't guard our mouths, our whole lives come to ruin. How do we communicate? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about communication, are we? How do we communicate? First of all, we have to communicate truth, right? You start with truth. What is truth? Speak the truth in love. That's where you start. It starts with truth. Then we have to ask some questions. If what you're saying to your mate, to your partner, is it necessary? Look at the next one. Do you have to do this? And then you ask, is it fair? Look at Proverbs 25:11. Is it fair? Sometimes you catch your mate in a situation and say, I got you. I'm going to win. Husband, wives, you may win that little battle, but you'll lose the war. We want to win the war. We may lose a battle or two. You know, but make sure it's fair. And then you go and ask another question here. You ask, is it kind? Is your words kind? And is it time? T-I-M-E. Look at it. Like the one, Proverbs 26:7, like the one who takes a dog by the ears is he who passes by and meddles with strife not belonging to him. Here's a big old dog running by. You don't know the dog, never seen the dog before, and you grab him by the ears. Boy, that's smart, isn't it? Boy, I tell you, that's stupid. You had nothing to do with that dog. A lot of times we interject ourselves in situations and we need not do it. I cannot tell you how many times I have been called, and usually a wife would tell me a situation with her husband and she'd say, you're the only person in the world he would listen to. Putting the guilt on me, if I don't go and straighten him out, boy, there's going to be a head-on tackling. I have it all the time. And I will confess to you, foolishly, years ago, I used to grab the dog by the ears and jump right in there. But I've got a perfect record. Every time I've done that, it hasn't worked. People can get helped only when they call for help and those to whom they want to go to get help. Surprise, surprise, surprise. So we've got to be careful about the meddling in there. We've got to go at the right time when we deal with situations that are controversial in our marriage. Let me tell you the secret of all of this quickly. It's very important. It's found there in Ephesians 4. It says, don't let the sun go down on your anger, on your wrath. What does that mean? It means you stay up late a lot of nights until you get your hearts together with your mate. Doesn't mean you may agree on things. There's some things Joe Weather and I will never agree on, but we stayed up late a lot of times until we got our hearts together.
This message on resolving conflict will continue with Dr. Ed Young in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you about a special resource available to you from Dr. Young, his book, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. Whether you've been married for decades or you're still praying about meeting the right person, it's always a good time to explore what it takes to have a stronger, more successful marriage. And Dr. Young wants to help you do that by sharing from decades of experience helping couples build their marriage on God's truth. We'll send you this encouraging resource as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word coming to you and others all over the world through the Winning Walk. So call now to give and request your copy of the Ten Commandments of Marriage. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255, or text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after a short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Well, before we leave you today, Dr. Young is here to answer a couple of questions coming out of the message we've just heard. Dr. Young, you mentioned in your message that God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. Can you talk a little bit about how that applies to a happy and successful marriage?
If you go in marriage proud, your mate will expose that. If you go in your marriage broken, your mate can heal that. The interesting thing about marriage, it is a mysterious thing, as Paul tells us in Ephesians. It is mysterious, but one thing is for sure. Your mate can reprogram your life. If you think I'm not real smart, that's what my teacher and my parents said, and your mate says, hey, you're sharp. You've got great ability. Your mate has reprogrammed how you think about yourself in your appearance, in your personality, in your relationship with people. That's the reason it's so important that we understand a primary role of a husband and wife, a lot of things. The Bible tells us, Ephesians 5, Genesis 3, Matthew 11. But the primary thing, we're to be cheerleaders, encouragers. And therefore, your mate reprograms you as my mate has reprogrammed me. We see all of our sins are exposed in marriage, but also all of our potentiality is developed with a mate who loves us just the way we are, doesn't try to change us, but just somehow reprograms our thinking as we see ourselves as we've never seen ourselves before.
Well, speaking truth can be tough, especially during conflict. Dr. Young, can you give an example of what it might look like to speak truth in love within a marriage?
A marriage has to have truth. It has to have love. A love by itself is mush. Truth by itself is harsh. So the only way we can speak the truth in love in any relationship, but especially in the most intimate relationship on this earth, is through the leadership and the tutorage of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that enables you, enables me to speak truth, but do it in a loving, timely, redemptive manner. And we learn through experience. We learn through practicing truth and practicing love and living truth and living love. And that's part of the wonderful mystery and beauty of two becoming one.
Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message encouraged you and that you heard the proven truth God had for you. We'd love to help you even further by sending you a copy of The Ten Commandments of Marriage, Dr. Young's book on how to have the fun, successful, and meaningful marriage God wants for you. Drawn from Dr. Young's decades of experience counseling couples in God's design for marriage, this biblical resource shares powerful truth, some funny stories, and practical advice to help heal and strengthen any relationship. We're excited to send you a copy of The Ten Commandments of Marriage as thanks for your gift to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and other people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy of The Ten Commandments of Marriage. Call 1-800-350-9255. That's 1-800-350-WALK. Or text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow as Dr. Young shares proven truth to help you navigate speaking the truth in love to your spouse.